This is episode number 10 of the Okie Smoking Podcast.
Time to fire up that grill. From smoked pork to smash burgers, outdoor cooking just tastes better. This is the Okie Smoking Podcast. And here's your host, John Barry.
And like I said, episode 10 of the Okie Smoking Podcast. I am joined here with my lovely co-host wife, Dolores. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
A little stormy outside today. Mm-hmm. Sure didn't quite get as stormy as what they may have anticipated right here in Oklahoma, but we did have some definite storms coming in. Get this music turned down just a little bit there, and let's get this show started. So, like I said, there was some storms in and around the area today, and nothing too mad, nothing too bad. A little rain, a little wind out there right now.
Your sense of that we're in a flood advisory.
Flood advisory. We've been in a tornado watch. No tornadoes touched down where we were. Really didn't get much of anything, and that's how it happens a lot, is it kind of splits us. Northwest Oklahoma got a bigger brunt of it, or northwest of Oklahoma City. Some of the southwest, we're right here in central Oklahoma, and really just got a little rain.
It's lightning outside, though.
Yeah, got a little lightning going on, so there's some storms, nothing severe going on there. But this episode is coming out a little bit late. Supposed to be out on Monday, but I've been trying to get this set up, 10 episodes, and we're still learning. You do a bunch of bad episodes, and then we eventually get some good ones going on there. What do you think of this new setup we got right now? So we're sitting here with a little bit of a new setup.
The reason why we didn't have it come out on Monday is because Sunday was Easter.
Yeah, so we were behind on getting everything set up and getting the podcast out. So we might get this out before midnight on Monday, and it might be on Tuesday. I don't know exactly how long it's going to get this processed and get it all done. But we want to go ahead and, like usual, just talk a little bit about our older episode, our episode last Thursday that we did. We did deviled eggs, and I smoked them. Those were pretty good, weren't they?
They're really good.
That's the first time. Well, no, I take that back. I have smoked deviled eggs before, but that's the first time I've done it that way. So on the Pit Boss, we just went ahead and I cooked them for about 20 minutes at 300, 325 degrees, threw them in an ice bath, and let them chill for about 15 minutes while we made the filling. And that filling, what did you think about that?
That filling was good. The kids said that you need to make it all the time like that.
Yeah, yeah. And we did, because we did that for our Thursday video. For the upcoming Easter, a lot of people like to make deviled eggs. I know we do. And, of course, for the holidays. So I thought it was a great time to showcase some deviled eggs. And naturally, if you know me at all, you know I like to smoke things and, elevate it a little bit with a little smoke. And I think it turned out really good. And then add that filling was a little different than what I would normally do.
What did you put in the filling?
I put some mayonnaise, mustard, some pickled relish, which you could use pickled relish, you could use vinegar. And that's pretty much the three main components that you use. Typically for some traditional, you might add.
But what else did you put in? It tasted different.
Right. That's what I'm saying. This wasn't the traditional. So I also added some of that seasoning, barbecue seasoning that we've been using. I've used it on several videos. What's that called?
The white stuff?
Yeah, it's Boar's Night Out.
I didn't know you used that in
Yes. I added a good
amount. I thought you used the liquid barbecue sauce.
No, yeah, I noticed, because in the video you were saying that barbecue sauce was really making it good, and it was actually barbecue seasoning, but there was some There was some other things I added. I added a dash of Worcestershire sauce. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it? Worcestershire sauce?
I don't know.
Or Worcestershire sauce.
I'm not even going to try to say it.
Yeah. So I added some of that. And also, I wanted to make it spicy, so I added some sriracha.
Yeah, I could tell that it had a little kick to it.
Yeah. So
which it tasted really good that way.
I think that's everything I added to it. I don't know. I may be missing an ingredient. And if you want to see, you just need to watch the video. It has got near 300 views, so it's done pretty good. And I think it was an outstanding, like I said, if you just want the traditional deviled egg, then it may not be for you. It wasn't traditional, and it was really good. I really like that that pickled relish. That relish, that one that we did on Easter, we redid it the same way. And I actually put some jalapenos as garnish in them as well.
I didn't even know jalapeno on mine. I don't really care for the jalapeno on it.
It was pretty good. Added a little bit of a kick flavor to it. Just
me, I didn't like the jalapeno on it. I know the boys did, but I didn't. I just ate the ones without it.
Right. Yeah, no, I think it did pretty good. And then added some, what's that final stuff I sprinkled on there? The
paprika.
Paprika.
Always got to have paprika.
Always got to have a paprika. So those were some great deviled eggs. Those came out real well. Hope you check out that video if you want to look some more into that. So really, really good stuff there. And then we remade it for Easter as well. But I also want to talk about some of the things we did over the weekend. Now, we've got April rolling right around the corner. It's April 1st, which is the time we're filming this, which the day of the storms that missed us.
Did you do any April Fools on anybody today? Since today was April Fool's Day.
No.
I did on their grandson.
Oh, why did you April Fool's?
I can't remember, but I told him, I said, well, I'm not going to be picking you up after school today. It's going to be like your mom or someone else because I can't get you. And he said, really? I said, yeah, you won't be coming to my house after school. And he's all, what? And I said, April Fool's.
He didn't want to miss out at Grandma's house.
No. It was like, what?
Now, did you tell him that before you dropped him off, though? I guess, you know, you didn't let him go all day.
Yeah.
didn't want to fool him for 6 hours.
I did it early this morning when him.
I know that.
And then he was trying to do April Fool's jokes.
No, he was trying to do it all. Did he get April Fool's?
I told him to, like, do it on his teacher.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he did or not.
And we've got some big time rain coming down. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it is actually they said.
There was our flood advisory.
Yeah, he said we were in a flood advisory, and I think the flood is here. And that water is going to do good for.
I should have brought in my plants.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to flood them.
They'll probably.
You think they'll be okay?
I bet they'll be all right.
I planted flowers yesterday, you guys, and.
Yeah, and now we've got the rain pouring down and all that. So we've also planted, I'm not doing a real big garden, but I just wanted to mention this because this is going to be something that I'm going to be using in future videos and talking about is I went ahead and I think it's safe now to plant. I don't know if it starts to drop below freezing. I will cover them, but I don't think so. And looking at the long-term forecast, I think we're above freezing for the next 7 days. I think we're good. I planted a Better Boy tomato plant and also a jalapeno plant, and those are going to come out well. I'm going to be making some salsa. I'm going to smoke some salsa.
Right. And you did basil plant.
I did some basil.
Yeah.
I don't have a real big area, and I like basil, and we can add that to soups and stews and – and all kinds of things.
It does really well in there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
My husband, John, he usually plants, like, all these tomatoes and all that stuff, and it gets all cluttered in there, and then we got too many things growing in this plant thing.
Yeah, because we got this little raised bed that we put dirt in, and it don't have much room, and I think really two big plants, three at most. And so we scaled it back because I usually try to fit like two tomatoes and two jalapenos.
He put three tomatoes last year, jalapenos, other peppers, and the basil plant. And oh my gosh, you guys, it went crazy.
Yeah, it was just overloaded. And you couldn't even see where one plant started and one plant ended. And they were just intertwined. So
right. And being on keto, you can't eat that many tomatoes. So I was kind of sad because there was a lot of tomatoes on that sucker.
Yeah, so you'll see that in future videos. I'll see you'll see me getting some fresh tomatoes out there. Hopefully. How long do you think that'll take?
I don't know, but I really wish we could do cucumbers again.
Yeah. Oh, I also want to. I didn't do one of these last year, but a couple years ago. Remember that one pepper plant I did out front?
Oh, the red one. What is it called?
The Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, those are pretty. That's really pretty when it grows. But
you think I should get another one?
No, because all you did was take those. Believe me, you guys. He like took every pepper, put it in Ziplocs, and my freezer was like full of them. And we had to throw them away because he never used them. Who eats that? Who eats Carolina Reapers constantly? Nobody.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to be heard on this podcast? Be sure and visit my fan page at okiesmokin.com/fanpage. You can create a voice message that could be played on a future episode and we'll discuss it. Check it out, okiesmokin.com/fanpage. Well, I did enjoy the plant. I did enjoy
it. It was really pretty plant, though.
It was.
I must say, it
was a really pretty plant. But yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I won't do one of those. I just like doing it. I wish
our bush, that bush thingy, wouldn't grow back because that would be the perfect place for that.
Yeah.
Pepper plant because it's so pretty.
Yeah, it would be. It's a real pretty plant, the Carolina Reaper.
It is a plant, right? Or a bush? What is it?
Well, it would be a bed. It's a pepper plant.
Yeah.
In the capucin. What? How do you say that? Capucin. I can't say it. You know, the hot peppers in the chili family. Let's go ahead and also go into our next segment, which I want to talk about is a cartoon dad. Now, Cartoon Dad is a YouTube channel that you all need to check out if you like cooking. I've mentioned him in a previous episode.
Is that the one with the kid?
Yeah, he's got the cartoon daughter. I don't think she's actually. I have to watch. I'm way behind on a lot of things because it's just busy. Right now, I'm working 6 days a week. I'm trying to keep up with the podcast, keep up with the YouTube. I've got other things going on the website and
our kitchen.
And our kitchen, which flooded during the winter. It got, folks, it got to below, what was it, minus 10 degrees? It was below zero. It may not, a couple years ago, it was like the minus 15, and we didn't have any problem. But this last winter, it got cold. Zero, below zero, just stupid cold for several days, and our pipe burst.
In our kitchen.
In our kitchen. Destroyed the floor. Took about a half hour to get the water turned off. I wasn't here. Dolores was able to get the water turned off, and we had to rip up the wood floor that we had just put down. So this last weekend, we were actually repairing the plumbing because I had just got into the wall and capped the copper line off. So that the water would stop leaking. It went to an outside faucet, so it was just basically disabled. And now it's been re-enabled. We went ahead and fixed it. So I was working on that all this weekend, and that was a full-blown day. And then we had to put sheetrock back up. We had to replace some rotten, and the lights just flickered. Hope we lose power in the middle of all this. That'll be something. So thunderstorm coming overhead. I hear the lightning and thunder. But yeah, so we replaced some of the 2x4s, got the sheetrock back up, still got to do the painting, still got to do the walls and the concrete, which we're thinking about just painting. So we, Dolores has been.
Because every time we put in the wood floor, something happens. Yeah. 1 year, our dishwasher, hose busted and it flooded. I'm telling you, we haven't had great luck. Not meant to have wood floors. Mm-hmm.
But getting back to Cartoon Dad and something that he is doing that I wanted to go ahead and mention on this episode is he has created an audiobook, and it is now available on Audible. I don't know if any other formats you can get it, but I do know you can get it on Audible. And it is The Mediterranean Diet, 43 Easy, Delicious, and Hearty Mediterranean Diet Recipe for Beginners. Now, it's narrated by Dan Curtis. The book is by Jessica David, and it's about an hour long, and I've got to listen to some of it, and it's really got some excellent recipes. Greek pizza. Annie's Smoking Pot is going to be making a video in the coming days. I think she said, I don't want to quote the wrong day, but sometime in April, she's going to release one of his recipes. And I'm also going to be picking one. I haven't picked one yet. Like I said, I've been real busy. So I'm going to be picking one of the recipes in his audiobook, and I'm going to go ahead and create one on my YouTube channel later this month. So I just wanted to go ahead and give him a quick shout out and plug for his new book, A Mediterranean Diet, 43 excellent recipes on there. It covers everything from appetizers to main courses, all the way to desserts. So Mediterranean living or eating is a diet that isn't a diet. It's just basically eating certain foods. And I think it's going to be some great foods. I'm going to be trying a few of those recipes. I was listening to some of them when I was in my car. And I've got an ideal. I've got an ideal of a couple. But I'll be letting him know. And you'll be seeing, and I'll be talking about that in the future as well. When I do go ahead and finally get that recipe done when I get the time. Right now, it is April, and April is the month where I work 6 days a week at my full-time job. So it's hard to get a lot done, and I want to continue to stay on my schedule, at least for my Thursday video and for my Monday podcast that we do.
Yeah, because you got a lot of April stuff that you're doing.
It's and I also have a collaboration, and I want to talk about this with Jim Kitch's Kitchen for April the 17th. I'm going to be doing in this collaboration. And speaking of which, Cartoon Dad also did have a Keurig curry collaboration that he's doing. I just don't know if I can squeeze it in. There's just so many things, and I don't want to obligate myself to something that I'm not sure I can get done. If I say I'm going to do it, I want to do it. So right now, I've already said I'm going to do the banana collaboration with Jim Kitch's Kitchen. And I don't know how many people, but it looks like there's quite a few that are doing this. And the video has got to be done. We've got to do it. And it's got to be released on April 17th. All the videos are supposed to be posted right around 2 p.m. East Pacific Standard Time. So this is going to be a something I've never done. They've actually got a time. Now, I'm sure if you're a little late or behind like this podcast, late is better than never. But there's going to be a lot at that one time. Like, you just imagine 10, 12 videos, 15 videos of the same, boom, that collaboration. So it's got an exact time, and the main requirement is it has to have a banana. Now, we've talked about this, and it's getting close. We're 16 days away, so we got to get that video made within this next week so we're not stressing to get it there. I've done things at the last minute all the time, and I don't really like to. I like to get things scheduled and done in advance. What do you? What was it we were talking about? What kind of things were we thinking? I mean, we thought about a banana donut. just a dessert. I've done a lot of desserts. You know, you've got banana cakes, you've got banana pudding, but I don't want it to be just, I want it to be something different or
what
something.
What about like a French toast with Jiffy, the marshmallow fluff with banana with some chocolate?
French toast would be pretty good, yeah.
With the banana.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could like caramelize the banana and put like the roast, like the marshmallow fluff with it.
Yeah. That could be.
And you could like make it like a sandwich almost, like, you know, French bread and put that in between.
And then just layer it with a bunch of syrup, yeah. Powdered sugar.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what we're going to do yet. We've talked about it a few times. You're just going to have to get ready to watch in April of the 17th when we do launch it. If we do determine what it is.
You know, whenever you do the banana, I think we should make a banana drink with it. Like a little, maybe a cocktail drink, banana drink or something.
Yeah, we could do that.
Try to figure out some kind of banana drink that goes with it.
A banana beverage.
He always has two things.
Two. Jim Kitch's kitchen, he sometimes has three. I wouldn't be surprised if he don't have three or four things. He may do the appetizer, entree, and dessert.
Right.
And that, every one of them will have a banana. May have a banana pizza or something.
Ew.
he will
well,
make.
I mean, I could see banana pizza like if it's like a dessert type pizza, you know. I could see that.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good.
Maybe we could do a banana pizza.
That sounds pretty good. We could be, yeah.
I don't know. That's something
like
to think about.
Like a pastry and make it like a banana pizza.
I don't.
That'd be interesting.
Well, we may do something like that.
Put some gummy bears up on there.
Oh, boy. If we're just
kind of like he does, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I always enjoy watching his videos. Great channel. That's Jim Kitch's.
He's got some interesting videos.
Jim Kitch's Kitchen. You ever watched the Mac Attack?
Yeah.
He did the Mac Attack. Yeah. What was it he made on that one?
I can't remember, but I was like, ew. On
oh, he made a mac and cheese ice cream. I know he made mac and like, cheese ew. Ice cream. that was really.
It cracks me up because he eats, you know, he does eat it.
Like, yeah.
And you're just like, I wonder how that really tastes. Makes you go,
Yeah, it does. Well, this is episode number 10. And thank you if you are listening in.
With the gym guy, I do like that he does history.
Yes, he does. He gives you a full history of the food or the reasoning behind it.
Exactly.
Always has a theme. Usually has a joke.
Uh-huh.
You
guys should watch him. He's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, well, I agree. Yeah. We enjoy watching his stuff all the time. I haven't been able to as much lately. I need to get to, we got to catch up on a lot of his videos and a lot of our other favorite YouTubers and community. And that's what I really do like the most about making YouTube videos in the niche that I'm in is the community. It's really great getting to know people, getting to meet people. A lot of Oklahomans, too.
Right.
Poor Guy Outdoor Cooking, Rob. And they all, the Bearded Italian, he's from Oklahoma. And, of course, there's a lot that isn't as well. And just met a lot of great.
So are they, like, from Oklahoma? Like,
I don't know if they're permanently from Oklahoma.
You're born and bred Oklahoma.
Yeah, no, I'm not real sure about that. I don't think Rob is because I've heard him mention some New York references. So I think
cool.
Yeah, and I think he may not be. I could be wrong. I mean, he could have went there and came back. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's always cool. But just getting to meet the people and that's what we do. So today we just went ahead and talked about our deviled eggs that we did on Thursday, a little bit of gardening, Cartoon Dad and his new audiobook, Mediterranean Diet. Check that out. And our Banana Bash, our banana collaboration with Jim Kitch's Kitchen. So that ought to do it for this episode. Always remember that you can visit us at okiesmokin.com. Find us on YouTube. Do a little bit of TikTok as well. And if you go to okiesmokin.com/fanpage, you can even go in there and leave us a voicemail. Tell us what you think about the show. Ask a question. Say hi. Whatever you want to do, and we'll throw you an audio clip on a future podcast episode so you can be part of this amazing podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Okie Smokin' Podcast. Episodes drop every Monday. Don't forget to follow this podcast, or you might miss out on some delicious creations. You can also find us on our website, okiesmokin.com, and on YouTube and other social media platforms. Until next time, keep firing up that grill.